Yesterday, US President Biden made a surprise visit to Kyiv at the one-year anniversary of the war in Ukraine. He reiterated Western support with a $500 million aid package.
1 year ago this week, and we spoke on the telephone, Mr. President, Russian planes were in the air and tanks were rolling across your border. You said, gather the leaders of the world. 1 year later, Kyiv stands, and Ukraine stands, and the world stands with you.
Russia is now looking at its ally China to supply aid to the war effort, which will likely complicate an already battered China-Australian relationship. Dominic Giles has this story.
It has been 1 year since the Russians have invaded Ukraine. What was supposed to be a quick, absolute Russian victory has become a bitter ground war in which the Russians have underestimated their enemy and have paid the price. 1 year on and the Ukrainians have taken back most of the Russian gains. But will Chinese involvement shift the war into Russia's favour? Dr. Matthew Sussex, fellow at the ANU Strategic and Defence Studies Centre, speculates on if the Chinese will supply the Russians.
At the moment, China's kind of done partial neutrality, which means it's given Russia sort of rhetorical support. Recently, there was a suggestion out of the US that China was considering giving the Russians some degree of military assistance. And if it does, of course, then that's a significant change in its posture.
If China were to supply the Russians, what weapons would they be supplying?
If China were to supply the Russians, it would probably be things like artillery ammunition, which it's been forced to source from North Korea recently because it's been running low. Also, potentially, tanks that previously were Russian. Again, you know, its stocks of main battle tanks have been severely depleted by the fighting in Ukraine. And potentially also surface-to-air missile systems. That would be the sort of three things I'd identify as most likely that the Chinese would be asked by the Russians to supply.
The relationship between China and Australia has seen minor improvement in recent months. If China does supply Russia, we will be on the opposite sides of the conflict, and any diplomatic ground that was made up will be lost.
Yeah, well, I think it would probably add another layer of ice to the fairly frosty relationship there is between Australia and China. There's been a partial thaw recently, but I think that, you know, Beijing's actions and Australia's responses have left, you know, both nations in no real doubt that Australia and China have different visions for what they want the world order to look like. And that's going to inevitably affect things like trade as well. So if China does supply Russia with weapons, then it will definitely lead to a further cooling in our relationship.
Biden continues to be a public figure in this conflict. If China supplies Russian forces, President Xi Jinping will not be as publicly engaged as Biden, as China needs to protect its foreign business interests.
Xi Jinping realises if he does come down too heavily on the side of Moscow, that's going to poison some very important relationships for him, not just with the United States, which is, of course, pretty rocky already, but with European countries. And China does rely a lot on trade, opening up trade with European countries in order to sort of drive its future economic prosperity. So I think that'll be very much at the back of his mind when thinking about just how strongly do I come out and support Putin. And also, of course, am I coming out to support Putin at a time when he's losing and losing quite badly?
As winter slowly comes to an end, both sides should be ready to push their front lines forward. Yet Russia needs ammunition, supplies and extra soldiers. But now that most of its military is now engaged in this conflict, it is widely believed that Russia is not prepared for a new offensive, leaving an opening for Ukraine to continue to push their front lines forward.
Well, there's suggestions that Russia has already started its offensive with its assault on the city of Vuhledar a few weeks ago, which ended in absolute abject failure. And it's also been unable to capture the city of Bakhmut, despite throwing tens of thousands of people at it. So, you know, effectively, Russia has committed about all that it's got at the moment. About 80% of its entire ground forces are in Ukraine. And so there's a suggestion that, well, you know, in terms of an offensive, Russia may have a little bit left in the tank, but perhaps not an enormous amount more than we've already seen. That suggests to me, at least, that the Ukrainians, whose own counteroffensive stalled over winter, potentially do have the upper hand here, even though Russia has wrested back the momentum a little bit. I think they probably do have the upper hand. It just depends whether they have the access to the material and the people, the personnel, to keep their counteroffensive rolling.
Dr. Matthew Sussex, fellow at ANU Strategic and Defence Studies Centre, speaking there with Dominic Giles.